Hey everyone, this is Michael Sparks, and it's the Sparks Teen AMS Oil Dealer Training Call. It's Monday, July 28, 2014. Tonight I want to talk a little bit about consistency in life and in business. Think about it. Who do you know that is a person that picks up the phone or calls you back each and every time? Who is that person, and are they always there for you when you need them? They seem to drop everything at a drop of the hat when you give a call. And you're top priority on their list. I think people like consistency. Whether it's in a store or a restaurant, why do you think we have these big chains of restaurants like McDonald's? Might not be the best food on the market, but I tell you what, fries taste the same everywhere I go. Consistency is what has made these large companies very famous. And being consistent in your life and in your business is what really can help you become more successful. Speaking of the person you think about, what comes to mind when you think about the person you call on all the time? You know, what comes to mind? I bet that person in your life is pretty high on your list of people you like and trust. I bet they're very close to you, and I bet you like them a lot. As I said, consistency pays off in life and business. Tonight I want to bring up a couple things about this subject, being consistent, doing things the same over and over again, creating a program of success in your business. Look, it's near the end of the month and of July, and we're over halfway through the year of 2014. Are you as consistent as you wanted to be in this month or in this year so far? Have you pulled up your customer list and looked at it and said, man, I wish I had had 20 customers last month and I only have one this month. I better get to work. You only got a couple days left. But anyhow, think about this. It's being consistent seems to be hard at first. I think people have busy lives. I think we're all over stimulated with information, the news, our cell phones, the internet. We're just overstimulated, and it's really easy for the important things to get lost, to get pushed by the wayside. You know, hey, look, I need to place an order, but oh, darn it, this came up, that comes up, and all of a sudden you miss placing the order when you really needed to do it. It happens. It happens to me. It just, you know, you get a call for an order, then all of a sudden you get another call, and darn it, a day goes by and you should have placed the order yesterday. It happens. But being consistent, doing the same processes exactly the same way is what will make you more successful. And working on it. I'm not perfect at it. I don't believe anybody's perfectly consistent on every single aspect of their life. It just is impossible to be. But thinking about it is what really allows you to become that person when somebody says, man, they're always there. They're always picking up their phone. They're always responding to emails. They're always helping me out when I need help. That's the person I try to be. Consistency facilitates replication, and replication is often the key to growth and expansion, whether it's for the owner of a franchise or the massive global scale of a company like McDonald's or Starbucks. A Big Mac pretty much tastes like a Big Mac wherever you go, and a Venti Latte is the lingua franca in 55 countries, if you can imagine that type of consistency. Now, what is really important is consistency does not mean boring or robotic. Put to best use, it's a roadmap for each area of your business, but it's a roadmap with very wide shoulders. It's possible and desirable to be extremely consistent without stifling creativity, discouraging individuality, and eliminating personal judgment and responsibility. Consistency and flexibility are not mutually exclusive, and bands can perform the same song 100 different ways while still staying true to the distinctive sound that fans expect. Pulled that quote up off of the internet, and I just thought it was really kind of how the AMS Oil business works. We have a consistent product. We have a consistent company. We have a consistent but we're all individuals and we all get to work our business individually. How can you become more consistent on an individual basis as while maintaining your own creativity of your business, which means you can go out there and, hey, this is the Michael Sparks business. I do it this way. I don't know how other people do it, but this is the way I do it each and every single time. That's what you want to kind of think about. I pulled up a few other things about being consistent. There's a top five I found. It says fully commit. Half-hearted efforts are only breed failure. So if you're committed to the ideal of being successful, you will find ways to be more consistent. Make a detailed plan and plan to succeed. Then work your success plan. Set reminders. This is a big one here. Set reminders and use a calendar. This is probably the most important thing you could probably ever do is get used to using a calendar with reminders, because you just can't, as your business grows, as things happen, as life goes on, you're not going to remember to do everything. It's like paying your bills on a monthly basis. I don't think if I had auto bill pay, probably wouldn't have lights on in my house, that's for sure. So you definitely want to set up reminders so things get done. I have a calendar for banking commission credits. At the direct jobber level, you get to take your commission credits excessive that are over and above what it takes to become a direct jobber. You get to put those in a reserve account. They call it banking. And so each and every month I have a calendar reminder that tells me, look, I need to bank my commission credits. Do I need to evaluate that? Do I need to look at it? Do I need to put some in the bank? Maybe had a really good month, I'll put some in for a month that it wasn't so good, which keeps my commission consistent. I have a reminder that I print out my Roth co-op credits, which are retail on the shelf. I print their co-op credits up so I can then go through, make sure any are about to expire. I can place orders and help my retail on the shelf accounts use up their co-op credits. I look at the personal volume and the group volume on a regular basis. I usually do this about once a week, and I have a calendar reminder for that. See who's working at their business. See who's consistent. See who needs a phone call. See who might be close to the next level, and I might give a call and say, hey, did you know if you placed another 20 commission credit order, you'll get an extra $100 check in the mail. And that's a big deal for some people first starting out in their business. So pay attention to your personal and group volume. We have reminders for our thank yous and sending those out on a regular basis. Don't settle for less than your best and working the plan that you created. If you find yourself slacking, get back on track immediately. I find this has happened to myself. A month or two goes by and you didn't send out what your thank yous, for instance, and they're like, I don't know what happened. The day came by or the calendar just got ignored, what have you. Get back on track. Don't say, well, I failed this month or I failed next month. I'm done. Well, no, we get to start over any time in our business. So start over when you realize that you have a lack of consistency. Start over and say, okay, starting today, I'm going to do this from now on and do it this way. And once you do that, it's going to be a lot more successful. Reap the benefits. Consistency has many benefits. Your business will become better and become more efficient. You will earn more money. Your customers will call you more because you are consistent. Once you establish consistency in your business, do it the same every time. And that is the way that you can then show others how to become consistent. Think about your own personal business. Do you look at your new customer report on a regular basis? Is this consistent on a month-to-month basis? Are you adding the same amount of customers every month? How many new preferred customers have you added each month? This month, last month, 3 months ago? print that, if you print that new customer report out, put it in a binder or save it as a file on your desktop or something, and do that for 6 months or a year. Look back and say, well, how many customers did I get this month? How many did I get last month, the month before? How many new commercial or retail on the shelf accounts are you getting each and every single month? How many dealers have you sponsored into your business each month? Once read from Jordan Adler, who was the number one money earner in send-out cards, he averaged 2.5 distributors each and every single month. 2.5, that's all. And he makes over $1 million a year. So the people that are not sponsoring anybody obviously have no chance of earning a larger income through sponsoring. The ones that sponsor on a consistent basis, adding one, it doesn't take 20 dealers a month to become successful. It takes 1, 2, 3, 5 on a regular basis, every single month, if you can, to become successful over time. Consistency pays big time if you focus on the right things. What about your personal and group volume? Are you at 0 1 month, 500 commission credits the next month, 1,000 the next month, only to be back to 100 on the next? Consistency. When I was first working on my AMSOIL business, if I got to a commission credit level, 500, 800, 1,000, I made sure I stayed at that level or moved up the next month or the couple months later. So be consistent in your own personal business and how much volume of products that you're selling on a regular basis. You sell 4 cases of oil this month and you don't sell anything next month. Well, why is that? Are you serious about your business? I strive for a new customers on a regular basis. Each and every month I try to say, well, I want to have you know, at least a couple retail on the shelf accounts, a few PCs, a few dealers every single month, and that builds a broad business that will pay a consistent amount of money over time. 15 to 20% growth each and every year in our business. Sometimes some months are better than others, but if you look at the year as a whole, the commissions as a whole, they're going up each and every year. Consistency pays big money over time, meaning you can't look at 1 month or 1 year, say, well, you know, I only made $50 this month. You have to look at an entire year to really get an average. If you're in this for the long haul, growing your business at a average or consistent rate is what is key. You know, going up to direct jobber in the first year in your AMSOIL business and then doing nothing for the next 3 years is not a consistent way to grow. You want to shoot for your goals. You know, if you can go up, my goal was to go up one level, one direct jobber level every year, and that's what I work on. So think about that. I can tell you it's easier to grow your business 100, 200, or 500% in the first year or two. Think about it. You get one customer to double your business. All you need is 2 customers. You just grew 100%. But as your business grows, those stepping stones to the next level become farther and farther apart. And having consistent growth is what will help you keep after growing your business to the next level. For instance, to get from master direct jobber to regency direct jobber is a lot farther from going from signing up as a new dealer just to get the direct jobber. Those levels get further apart because it's a 50% increase in business. So 50% of 10,000 commission credits is 5,000 commission credits versus it only takes 3,000 commission credits to make direct jobber 3 months in a row. And of course, being consistent pays off. You know, work on finding a new customer, maybe not in the short run of today or this week, but do it on every single month. Say, I want to find 5 customers, 10 customers every single month, and this will pay off. I pulled up a couple quotes. Here's one. It says, trust is built with consistency. Lincoln Chappie said that. When you look at people who are successful, you will find that they aren't people who are motivated, but consistency in their motivation. So a motivated person can be motivated today and gone tomorrow, but someone that is consistently motivated will be successful. Think about AMSOIL and the consistency of the AMSOIL ink. Are the products the same each and every time we buy them? Are the labels exactly the same? The packaging, the branding, the message to the customers, the performance and the quality? It's all consistent. I guarantee you this is what makes AMSOIL a company that it is. I guarantee that Mr. Amatuzio requires this. It's not what we do once in a while that shapes our lives. It's what we do consistently. That was said by Anthony Robbins. I hope everyone has a great week. Go out there and start a new trend in your life. Take some of the ideas I gave tonight about keeping score, finding new customers, putting things in your calendar on a regular basis so that you can remember to do them over and over again. It's not about winning each and every race. It's about consistently finishing near the top over and over that wins the championship. This is how the Tour de France is won, as well as every major title in racing and sports. Consistency. It's consistency that pays the big bucks. With that, everybody, appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. If anybody has any questions, open it up. Anybody got any questions tonight? With that, I hope you have a great night, everyone. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Good night, Michael.
Good night, Michael.
Good night.